secrets about you guys. Hallelujah. You ready for the word? Amen. Sure eating good. Sure did enjoy that feast this morning. Brother Brian, amen. Hallelujah. I believe that God has given us the very best. And we certainly do appreciate it. Now we're coming down to the last service. And it is a service just like all the rest of the services. So we're in great expectation for this service. It's the last service, you know. It's kind of like when you think about the church ages and you think, okay, we're the last people. Yeah, but you still got to do what you got to do. You're still here. You still got to, as Brother Bram talked about, if you're out working in the field and you're using the hoe, if you throw that hoe down before quitting time, you're not going to get paid, right? You know, we're living in a unique position in time where we know that we're the last and chosen generation, as the scripture tells us. But we still have to live out our lives just as they did in every other age, just with the knowledge that maybe some of us aren't going to step into the grave. We're gonna walk up and set it down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, this service is just like any other service, but it just happens to be the last one. Right? So the only caveat I would put on that is that if you haven't if you haven't pressed in, or if you're still in need, this is your service. Yeah. Amen. God wants to meet your need. God wants to do for you what he promised that he would do for you. And we just need to let go and let God have his way. So we're excited to have our brother Juan taking this last service for us. And he's in a kind of a unique spot because in some ways, just depending on who you are and how you're made up, in some ways the first and the last services are the two hardest services, right? The first one, you got to break the ice, and the last one, you know, you got to shut things down, keep the train on the track. And I told the brother, well, you just got to put on the brakes there towards the end. But who wants to put on the brakes? Who wants to get up and say the closing prayer? You know, it's your fault that the service is over, right? Yeah. But I believe it's all in God's hands and according to his plan. So those are two pressure spots to be in. And our precious brother, I won't go into the details because it's not important, but we hadn't originally planned for him to take the first and the last. That's pretty good sounding, right? First and last. We hadn't originally planned for that, but things happened that kind of, this is how it ended up. But we know God works all things out. And so it turns out this was his plan all along, right? So he had to readjust our plan because he does everything right. The first message had to be burden for change, right? Or burden of change. It had to be, right? Because without a burden for a change, there won't be any change. The next message, back to Eden, well, it'll take a burden for a change to go back to Eden, right? Otherwise, you're content where you're at. There has to be a burden. Genuine article. There needs to be a burden. Lord, make me, break me, mold me, make me that genuine article, right? Wheel within a wheel. That implies constant change, right? And there must be a constant burden for a change. There'll be a burden for a change until the last change takes place. Amen? So we see that God in his wisdom, he knows how to place each minister and each message. And so we have the same expectation this evening that it's going to be exactly what we have need of, just as all the other messages were, right? So this is partly for you, and it's partly for our brother that's been in the pressure cooker. You know, I one of the hardest things for me to do, I remember one year, and I like to fellowship, I remember one year going to special meetings with all these fine brothers, and we'd go out to lunch each day, and I was going to be the last speaker. We'd go out to lunch and I'd share some thoughts. And what do you think was preached that night? It's like, well, there went that one. Made the same mistake again. You know, I guess I'm a slow student. Well, there went that thought. You know, a preacher can't help it. He gets inspired. So I thought, I'm going to have to wear a lead helmet if I go out and fellowship, go out and have lunch again. The point is that there's just a pressure on you because you know that, and the pressure stays on you, right, until you deliver your burden. This guy, he's free right now, you know. There's no pressure at all, but there was. And Brother Flint's getting his feet washed because he knew he didn't have to deliver the mail, right? And I'll tell you what, preachers need to get our feet washed once in a while, right? We need to sit. Brother Branham said that. He said, I love to sit and listen to good Holy Ghost ministry. Amen. He got inspired by something that that the pastor of Branham Tabernacle had said, and then he took a text off of that. Right? We're all like that. Amen. So we're excited to have our brother Juan and privileged to have all of these brothers here, and we thank the Lord for bringing each and every one of them, brother. Brother Hatfield and his wife, they were actually in tears having to leave last night. He doesn't have anybody, didn't have anybody back home to cover for him. Otherwise, they would have stayed. And same thing with Brother Dale and his wife. They had to get back for service. So don't read anything into that. They would have been with us all the way through and wanted to be. God bless them. Just tells you don't invite people from the same state next time. No, I didn't mean that at all. Somebody say praise the Lord. So we are excited and what God is doing, and we want to take everything that we've heard and apply it. We want to, you know, this is an entertainment and it's certainly not education, though it is stimulating to the brain too. But it's to stimulate that soul, to quicken it, and to cause it to live out what's already in it to live out. I call this soul food, Brother Brian. Right? How many came for soul food? Right? Food for our soul. Amen. So I'm gonna invite our brother to come, and I was gonna sing a song as he's coming out, but Mike sings it so much better. So I'm gonna have Mike sing. And then we'll have you come up, okay?
He does just fine.
More, more, Jesus, more. The Lord. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this evening, and we are certainly grateful for such a privilege. Amen. That we can have this weekend having heaven paying attention to us. Praise the Lord. I believe that heaven being attracted by everything happening this weekend. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat as we just want to express once again our gratefulness for having us. Thank you, Brother Doug. And the song our brother sang, thank you. A dream I went to heaven. That was my special I was going to sing. I was actually asking that we should sing it to be able to appreciate you and Sister Baker for all of your years of sacrifice. Praise the Lord. It pays to come to church on time because I was not paying attention until I came to church on time. And then I read up there to know that this was the 28th year anniversary of this assembly. And we are so grateful that we can be identified with you in such a time. Praise the Lord. And, you know, you read every literature, every word on the billboards and everything you see, and the first thing that runs to your mind, you want to make a sermon out of it. Reading 28, I thought, okay, 28 years is the season of life. I was, you know, thinking that my mind going in that direction. Praise the Lord. But I believe that God's prophet helping us to understand those things, they are very, very important. They are very, very important because, you know, just like how Brother Branham will type out things in the Bible, and we know that with the grace that was given him, with the ministry he had, it had to be God helping us to be able to see those things. Praise the Lord. So the prophet make us to know that there was a time that is associated with a time of life. You know, and then if you even look through the scripture, I was kind of looking at a few of that this afternoon, and you will see that time in a woman's life comes around 13 times in a year. How unique can that be? Because the number of a woman is 13. And God cycled it 13 times. She had to come around the time of life in a year. And then it's just play out all through the scripture. Joshua and his group had to go around Jericho 13 times because there was a woman in the city. Praise the Lord. There's a unique place in the Bible there in Ruth chapter 4, verse 2. And the Bible says, at the redemption of Ruth, there were 10 men that were called to represent the elders. Boaz made them the 11. Yeah. Naomi the 12. Ruth the 13. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah. A similar type is like that in the book of Genesis. It is not seen most of the time, but if you look there closely, you will see. And I believe that God intentionally hide those things right out in the scripture. The beautiful thing there about Genesis 24 is that it brings out the story of Eliezer going to get a bride for Abraham's son Isaac. Praise the Lord. But you will realize that it is Brother Branham that make us to know that that was Eliezer. Right, right. Eliezer's name is never used in that chapter. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says in St. John chapter 16, verse 13, if I'm right, that when he, the Holy Ghost, will come, he will not speak of himself. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Ghost hid out the name of Eliezer because of what he was playing out. He was playing out a very important place in the scripture. But then if you read the scripture also, you will realize, you know, the Bible talks about where Rebecca comes out, and then she had to water all of those candles. And well, in your mind, you might think, you know, well, Eliezer was carrying a lot of gifts for Rebecca, truth. But also, there were men that accompanied him. I always tell the young people in church, I said, throughout the Bible, marriage has never been the secret thing. It has always been the public thing. Praise the Lord. It has always been the public thing. It's always done in the public square. Praise the Lord. When you start with it publicly, you provide a lot of security for yourself than when you go about it secretly. Praise the Lord. But if you read out there, you will realize that Eliezer went out with men. There were men that went out with Eliezer for the redemption of Rebecca. Sorry, musician. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I'm telling you, Brother Doug, you have a wonderful team of musicians. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, they fill this place with worship that there is no place for a preacher. You got to press yourself through. But that is a custom in Israel. I think in the Hebrew, if I'm right, I might not pronounce this right, but it's Minhah, M-I-N-Y-A-H. Those were the names of the men, the elders that would come in the gate of the city to be able to represent the city in witnessing the marriage. If you look in Genesis chapter 24, praise the Lord. If you look at verse 32, and he said, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord, wherefore standeth thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the candles." And the man came into the house, that was Eliezer, and ungirded his candles with straw and provenders of the candle, and watered his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. So Eliezer came with some men, and you look down also at verse 59. Verse 58, and they called Rebekah and said unto her, "Will thou go with this man?" She said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, Eliezer, and his men. Praise the Lord. That will explain why Brother Branham, praise the Lord. Brother Branham, in Question and Answer 1961, he says, "But this message that I'm preaching is the truth message of this day. And it's the last message. And you see what I'm doing, brethren? I'm putting you all the same place I am. Because you are just as much into it as I am. You are messenger of this same message." So you see, God knew there will be a fivefold ministry after the messenger is gone. Praise the Lord. So, Brother Doug, once again, we want to salute you. We want to say God bless you. And we pray that God will bless Love Divine Fellowship. Praise the Lord. As you are in, you entered into your season of life, may life break forth upon you. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Let's stand to our feet tonight. And we want to take one verse here. Genesis chapter 30. God bless you, Brother Brian.
Yes, sir.
I said if I was a singer, I would just bring praise tonight. Because the word was preached this morning. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we are just coming to water that word with praise tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Genesis chapter 30, we read verse 1. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear Lord, we've been taught by your prophet that, Lord, just like our brother said, everything, every aspect of our life is always before you, Lord. Your prophet said the least things that concern us matters to you. Father, we come this evening, Lord, bringing the evening sacrifice of praise and prayers that we have lifted to you. But Father, Lord, we want to stand, O God, Father, with this assembly. Stand, Lord, Father, with your servant, Brother Doug, and the ministers that you have given him, the deacons, the trustees, Lord, Father, every worker of this assembly, we want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for planting them in this place, Lord. You have watched over them all of these years. And, O God, Father, we pray that you will bless them, Lord. You will just bless them as they go forth. Father, your prophet said it is not the evangelist that brings the revival. He says it's the people that has the revival. We have just come this weekend, Lord, to be able to stir those things that the Holy Spirit has been dealing with this church. And so, God, we pray that, Father, you will bless us now as we, Lord, will be entering into your word. I will ask that, Lord, you just put us aside. And Father God, you bring the words of life. Let something be said, Lord, of eternal value tonight that will bring us closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. You may have your seat while we stay right there in Genesis chapter 30. I'd like to bring a subject tonight. Give me children, lest I die. Praise the Lord. Give me children, lest I die. You'll realize that from this very expression, from this very scene, you know, I was preaching back home and I thought about trying to look for an image that will be able to capture the minds of Rachel's expression to Jacob. And I was looking through it, and I just couldn't find anything that pleased me because I really wanted to get an image of a desperate woman that is holding Jacob by the belt. That was the kind of image, but I couldn't find any. So I said, well, I'll try to demonstrate it. Praise the Lord. But what you will realize that it is upon this desire of Rachel, Jeremiah will prophesy, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 15, when he said, Rachel weeping for her children. It was upon this very same cry and prophecy that Rachel uttered that after our Lord Jesus was born, when Herod went out killing the little ones, that prophecy was rehearsed again, that Rachel weeping for her children. So we realize that, like the prophet of God was said in the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. He said that those Old Testament characters had no idea, because it was the Spirit of Christ that was upon them. It seems like this. It is just like a woman, like we spoke about Hannah. So also these things play out. It's just, this young woman seeing her sister having children when she was the one that he fell in love with. And she's not having children. And she's crying out to her husband. I mean, she terrified Jacob so much that he says, "Am I God?" Praise the Lord. You know, when you read those things and you just play them in your mind, you can't help but just laugh. Praise the Lord. But we realize there's so much prophecy playing out here. There is so much prophecy that is playing out. And as we would trust the Lord, I would want us to just, what a beautiful way that Brother Brian took us through the scripture this morning. And we would like to go a little bit like that and really look into this prophecy that is playing out here. And so let's go back there again as we read. The Bible says, and when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, she envied her sister. Now, if you look at that word envy, you could read it in the wrong sense. With everything that was playing out naturally, it is easy for you to read it like she was jealous. But if you look into the prophetic side of it, that word envy, it comes from a root word that means zealous. Praise the Lord. So she was zealous. And this is the way that I try to help the church to understand it. I say, well, if you tell somebody that I envy you, praise the Lord, the person will know that you are not jealous because you say it. The jealousy part, the evil part, is when you don't say it. Praise the Lord. Amen. When you don't say it. But if you say, "What, I envy the suit you wear, brother," the person will take it as a compliment that you are appreciating it. Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you look into the mind of God, let me say it that way, you will realize that God has put a burden on Rachel's heart. Praise the Lord. There was something that was dealing with her that was beyond her need. Praise the Lord. Now, you could also see that in Numbers chapter 25, when Phinehas was zealous for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Paul says, "I'm jealous over you with godly jealousy." Amen. So we realize that's when that is coming from a true heart. It's coming from a heart where God is behind the scene. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I God? Am I in God's stead? Who have withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?" Now, so when we look at this, you will find that there is something here. Brother Brand, this thing blew my mind. To think that God would call Abraham and give him the promise to be the father of many nations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Why would God promise a man to be a father and don't give his wife a child? Praise the Lord. Amen. Why would God, that this promise is unto you and to your children and to many as the Lord our God shall call. Why would God give us a promise and hold back the Holy Ghost? Praise the Lord. Amen. So then it makes the wheel to start turning. Praise the Lord. You start to think, what's going on here? Because you look at all the patriarch's mother. Sarah was barren. Richard was barren. Praise the Lord. Rebecca was barren. What's wrong with this picture? Praise the Lord. But as you look and you go back to the beginning, you will realize that there is a secret that God hid in barrenness. Praise the Lord. And Brother Branham will explain that to us. And spoken word is the original seed. That's one. I might say it's one and the only place, but I would say that's one of the places where he took Isaiah prophesied when he says, "Rejoice, O barren." Praise the Lord. So I want for us to look into this. Because God gave us a promise, and he's a faithful God. He never failed any time on his word. Praise the Lord. But he set things in place, like our brother said, so we can be able to be drawn into that promise. Praise the Lord. So I would take us back to the beginning. I was reading out of another translation, the CV translation, Genesis chapter 1. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was barren, with no form of life. It was under a rolling ocean covered with darkness, but the Spirit of God was moving over the waters." I will say something to you tonight. If you don't remember anything I said, don't forget this one, because it will be very important. God, coming to time, he placed his entire plan of redemption under a seed principle. Everything that God does, he works with seed principle. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's the reason why spoken word is the original seed. And Brother Branham will preach that message and says, "I will explain everything concerning my ministry because God's principle for earth was placed on a seed principle." Now, so we can see, we can go right back to the beginning and realize that there is something here that God laid out. There's a plan in the back part of his mind. Praise the Lord. In making all his attributes known and manifesting himself, he chose to work this way. That he would come to an earth and place it in a barren form, and now he will start speaking his word to that barren earth. And now the earth will now start bringing forth what God has spoken. Praise the Lord. Brother Flynn, I thought about this. I lose sleep over this. Because you look into it, you say, man, there is just so much in you. Lord, what is in you? Help us to see it. It will help to make our journey easier. Because when we look at all of the barrenness and people will say nothing is happening around the message, nothing is happening, you know, around Christianity, and nothing is happening with this Holy Ghost, they just don't know the seed principle. Praise the Lord. Like we always do, we go ahead of ourselves. Then God has to bring us back. But you see, the earth was barren, if I would take my step that way. And the Spirit of God was brooding over the earth, like Brother Branham was saying, making love with the earth. Praise the Lord. And God would call out to the earth, let there be light, let the earth bring forth seed, bring forth trees, and all of that. And he would take the earth through a 6 day of creation, which of course we know he's been Almighty God. He could have done everything one day. But he chose to play it out. And Brother Branham will say in a message, a question and answer on Genesis, is to give us an idea. Praise the Lord. He says that was to give us an idea of what his redemption plan will be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we have to know from Christ, the message of God revealed, that God had one goal. Praise the Lord. There was one thing that made God to leave being an eternal spirit for him to come down to time. He just had one goal in his mind. And all of that was tied into his redemption plan. Praise the Lord. So even in creation, God was playing out his redemption plan. That's the reason why he had to, every day, God had to create something, and he said it was good. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. And then on the sixth day, he would get a man in his image. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. God will not rest until he gets a man in his image. Yes. He will keep working. Whatever that he will have to do to get a son or a daughter in his image, he's not going to rest. Amen. Until he got a man. Praise the Lord. And until he can get us in the place of being a son and a daughter of God, he's not going to rest. He's going to bring preaching after preaching. Praise the Lord. Trials after trials. Comfort after comfort. Because he wants to get us in his image. Praise the Lord. Then he can rest. Now, so he played that out in his creation plan. The plan of redemption was played out in creation. We see that. So we see that God yearned coming to the earth, even the natural earth. The Bible says, it was out of order. It was in chaos. No form of life was on it. But then the Spirit of God moved, and then God starts to bring life upon the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us in St. John chapter 15 that what the Father rejoices in is for us to be fruitful. Praise the Lord. What blesses the Father, what rejoices the Father's heart is for us to be fruitful. Amen. The Bible says he made man and he says, replenish the earth. So right from the beginning, God expected for us to be fruitful and multiply. Amen. He wanted for us to bring forth more sons unto him. We know that plan was interrupted by Genesis chapter 3. But I want to keep our mind in this place. Praise the Lord. And trust that God will be able to help us tonight. Genesis 11 verse 30. Sarah was barren. Genesis chapter 25 verse 20. Rebekah was barren. Genesis chapter 29 verse 31. Rachel was barren. So says the Bible. Praise the Lord. That's the patriarch's wife. But you see, the strange thing also in this thing is that when it comes to Joseph's wife, the Bible will mention no barrenness of her. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, she was a Gentile woman. Praise the Lord. She was a Gentile woman. That also will show what Paul teaches in Romans chapter 4, that the Lord only brought barrenness. When the scripture says no flesh will be justified by the Lord. Amen. The Lord was placed there, but under the Lord only produced barrenness. Grace have to come on the scene to give us a son in his image. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another thing I want you to appreciate about this subject tonight is that if you look through the scripture, you will realize that every mother that the scripture call out her case of barrenness, the child was special. Because that child was a spoken word child. Praise the Lord. Amen. In Jude chapter 13, Manoah and his wife were barren. 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah was barren. Elizabeth was barren. Praise the Lord. And we can go on and on and on with this. But tonight, we just bring him praise. Amen? We just bring him praise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when I thought about this subject on my mind, there were very few ways that I took it. But I was, you think about Rachel crying out and saying, give me children, at least I die. Another thing you will appreciate, for some reason I'm not going forward. I don't know why. Praise the Lord. Every time I'm going, there's someone bring me back again. And like they say, explain yourself. Somebody say, explain yourself, brother. Praise the Lord. I wish I can know you directly, then I can just answer your question and move forward. But another thing you will realize in the scripture and appreciate is that all of these women, Sarah had to bring Hagar into the picture. Her need for a child, praise the Lord, drove her to bring a Gentile woman in the picture. Rachel, her need for a child, drove her to bring a Gentile woman in the picture. Praise the Lord. And we know it is by now mean that Ruth also came into the picture. So there is something here that God keeps staring before our eyes here that he wants us to look at. All of these Hebrew mothers, their curse and their desire and their cry out. Rachel said, give me children, lest I die. And when you look at the sense of God wanting us to be fruitful, God wanting us to multiply. Now, you will see that there was a period of time that Brother Branham was explaining in the church history where there were great evangelistical moves that went all around the world. Amen? Because, we can go in many different directions tonight, but I just want trusting the Lord to kind of narrow us down to a place where we can speak to this church that is having its 28th anniversary. Praise the Lord. And what is on my heart tonight is that you will think that being around the season of life, that God would just give us birth and let the church grow. And we have space here. We can enlarge the building. But you will realize that God is in another form of growth. It's not just the multitude. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not just the multitude. Because you have to realize when God made his first son, he never made him a baby. Praise the Lord. That one thing we had that he don't have. Adam never had and never. Praise the Lord. God made him a man. And Brother Branham said his toes were stuck in the earth as roots. Praise the Lord. I said, reading the Bible, until I was able to read that and understood what Brother Branham was saying, I have always thought when God made man, he made man just like on the ground, you know, how you would mold dirt and clay it on the ground. And God breathing in the nostril of man, I've always thought that God was doing something like CPR. But the Bible will make us to understand that God made man upright. When he made Adam, he was upright. That's why we must stand on the promises. We must stand on the word of God. God loves seeing you standing for what is right than just sitting back. When he made man, man was upright. That's why the book of Ecclesiastes says man was made upright. And Brother Branham said he was just like a tree. His toes were stuck in the ground. God never went down to man. God breathed in his nostril face to face. So there's another form of growth. Not just the numbers. This age is looking for sons to come to manifestation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Paul said, where we will be no longer children tossed about with every wind, but we will be sons. Amen. That are established, that are standing on the promises. standing on the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I started looking at this in a complete different way. Praise the Lord. Give me children, lest I die. That's the cry of the Holy Ghost in the heart of every born-again son and daughter. That's the cry of God in our heart. Praise the Lord. He wants to reproduce himself. The prophet of God said that's why Eve was given to Adam. For Adam to reproduce himself. So God gave us the Holy Ghost. And when I brought this home, I was so much burdened with faith and where my mind was channeling, church. It's in this place there. You see, with all of the things that have happened around, you know, the cycle of the message. Like the prophet of God will say, if we took this message, grab it and give it to the people, just like the way God gave it to the prophet, we have started another millennium on the earth. He says, this promise is unto you. Brother Branham says, when God gave Israel the promise, the land flowing with milk and honey, there was no natural place where honey was flowing. Right. Amen. There was not a stream of milk flowing. Brother Branham said, what the promise was is that they were going to come into a land where they would sit down with their children. They would sit with their family. They would plant their vine and they would eat from there. They were coming into a land where they no longer have the whip of a slave master on their back. They were coming into their own land. Where they can be able to sit down with their family. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we talk about this thing as salvation is an individual affair. Yeah, it's an individual. But we have to realize that all of these individuals are from one family. Amen. Salvation is an individual affair. The rapture is not an individual affair. The rapture is a family trip. That's the reason why we without them are not perfect. Because the rapture is a family trip. It's God bringing his family home. What I'm driving to tonight, church, this is the time where this message, we must enjoy it with our family. Praise the Lord. Will God bring us a truth, a divine revealed truth? And this divine revealed truth. Truth has split the families. Praise the Lord. Just because a dad is so legalistic, he's never getting down to understand that his time is different from the time of his sons and daughters. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. Give me children, lest I die. And under every persecution of Israel, Richard prophecy has always been remembered. And her prophecy is remembered when Israel is under a slaughter. Praise the Lord. That Rachel weeping for her children. Glory be to God. Amen. Young people, you should be very happy to have godly parents. You should be very thankful. Praise the Lord. To have godly parents. Some of the instructions you won't understand. Praise the Lord. The same as some of your struggle, we don't understand.
Right.
Praise the Lord. But you see, we are in such a time, people. As we get close to the rapture, we realize that the Holy Spirit is impressing this thing upon us. That's the reason why our cry is out for all our lost ones, the ones that have gone away, our children away from home, and, you know, that walk away, our heart. You get more burden for them. Praise the Lord. I believe that was the same thing in the time of the Exodus. Every family was rounding their children. If a boy was not home and the Exodus was going, Brother Bram says, why a Lot's wife had to turn back to Sodom? It was because of her grandchildren. Praise the Lord. So you see, there is just so much in here. And trusting that the Lord will just bring our portion tonight. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen? But we see that all through the scripture. God has a plan. You know, we go through this time.
Yeah.
Even in our life. Praise the Lord. You trust the Lord. You believe the word. You know you're not living wrong. But it just looks like there is a period of time where we all go through a time of barrenness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to realize that time of barrenness was designed by God because something was going to interrupt God's program. Praise the Lord. And what sin has done, it has just put man to the place where he thinks that he can provide for himself. Praise the Lord. And knowledge has increased, and all of this invention, it has just put man to that place. But you see, God, right from the beginning, was depending on his word to bring forth his promises. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God was depending on his word to bring forth his life in us. He was not relying on the church emotion. We don't have to work it out. There is so much power in this word to be able to bring out the life of God just as God wanted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that barrenness is a sense where God allowed everything to fail. Can you imagine the excitement that Abraham had when he was told that he would be the father of nations?
Right.
Brother Branham demonstrated in a way. They went in shopping. They got everything ready, the room ready for the baby.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And God allowed Abraham to run out of energy. He allowed Abraham to run out of energy for 25 years. Every year he repainted the room. And it came a time where he said, forget about it. When that child comes, you meet it just how it is. Paul brings out that in Hebrews chapter 11 and make us to realize that this word was made by the word of God. Amen. And everything that now exists is hanging on the word of God. What a place to lay our faith. That if God said it, it is just as good as God is good. Praise the Lord.
You see where the Lord is grounding our faith? On the word and the word alone. Because the word was in the beginning. And everything was made by the word. Everything comes right. The word is a thought express. Praise the Lord. Hear me, children. Lest I die. Hallelujah. That was the cry of Rachel. And I believe 28 years back, when the pastor had it, the burden, the inspiration, whatever way it started around you, glory be to God. It never came with this building that you had. You know the building you had before you had this one. Praise the Lord. Sometimes it starts with just a house fellowship. Sometimes it's just a man preaching to his wife. But under that burden, there is a cry. Give me children. If I'm preaching, if this is the word, if this commission is on the Malachi 4, it's going to bring forth children of the word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, there is just such a burden there. That God will allow all of these women on the divine promise. These were the patriarchs. These were the people that were the foundation stones of God. But yet he had to take them through all of these rough experience. All of this time of barrenness. Because God was going to bring forth his word in a season. He was going to bring forth his word in a season. Brother Branham will take this in spoken word is the original seed. We'll read that tonight. He says, now the power of the believing church. The power of the believing church. Christ has all power in heaven and earth. You believe that? He says, what if he's in you? Christ in you got all power. Amen. Matthew 28:18, he says, he is the seed word. Yeah. Now, listen to this now. Amen. Brother Branham is now going to, he's going to deal with this thing right from the beginning. He's going to drive right into this subject of why God used this form of barrenness from the beginning. Praise the Lord. So just follow me now. Brother Bam says here, all power, he have all power. Christ got all power. He is the seed word in his body. And he in us becomes the seed word in us. Praise the Lord. So until that seed word comes in, we will be barren. Praise the Lord. All that God was, he poured into Christ. And all Christ's word, he poured into the church. That's the power. He says, now watch, remember, God's law of reproduction. Now remember, after its kind. That's right. The seed of Christ, the word, must come through the body. Praise the Lord. Amen. The seed of Christ must come through the body. He repeats that again. Not through a denomination, but through a born again seed of the word. must come through the body. He says, now remember, what is it? Christ's seed. How does a seed come? Through the body. How does an apple seed come? Through the body. Now, one thing the prophet is establishing here is that this bride is going to go as a body. As a unique body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've always used to say this. Thank God there is no first trip in the rapture than second trip. Amen. But what Brother Branham is bringing here to us is that every seed has a body. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why God placed us in the family. He never just dropped us from heaven. We came in a family. And that family becomes our body. That's the first body that we get to identify. That's why when God saved a man, he placed him in a church. That's a body. Every seed has a body. Are we together? There are these ones that I'm going to put themselves in the rapture. Praise the Lord. They just believe they can stay home listening to tapes and it's going to be okay for them. What a faith. Amen. Brother Bam said, one has a faith to walk home like Enoch. I'm not going to stand on their way. But he's making us to see God's principle. That every seed has a body. If you are the seed of God, you must have a body that you are identified with. How does the apple seed come? Through the body. Seed is through the body. And the church is the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. The Bible church. Amen. This birth produced, he says, that's the new birth. He says himself in the body, his church is his word, so that the people can be, so the people can see the confirmation of Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, do you believe it? He says, these denominational hybrid, this is those that in the orbit, waiting for the countdown, you know what I mean, fixing to take the rocket. He says, these are not the denominational hybrid, not standing in year. Although the denomination churches will outnumber the bride 1,000 to 1. Do you believe that? He says, you believe the Bible teaches it? Then he takes Isaiah 51. He promised it. Sing, O barren, thou that did not break forth into singing. Cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, said the Lord. Brother Branham said, that's right. More are the children of the whole than the married wife. Sure, outnumber us many times. Though they be more in numbers, they have no true father. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you read in John chapter 8, you will see that Jesus, in his time, came to this very place where he got into a conversation with the Pharisees, and he starts to make them to know that, Abraham saw my day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Jesus was trying to take them back to the beginning. That if you were Abraham's seed, you have rejoiced in the things that I'm doing. You have rejoiced in righteousness. Praise the Lord. Even though there was a big movement controlled by the Sanhedrin's council, but yet Jesus, having the seed word of God, not a place to lay his head. He had this little group of the few people he meet in Lazarus' house. They'll meet by the shore of Jordan. They will meet on the mountains. Praise the Lord. Amen. But when he set this man down, he brings to them the internal word of God and starts to say, well, it is written in the law, but I say unto you. Praise the Lord. What was he trying to bring to them? Bring them back to the original seed word of God. Your organization has taught you, but now I'm speaking to you, spoken word. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says, that's right, more are the children of the Lord. He said the Pentecostal church is represented the denominational group, and all of these having the form of godliness. Their seed produced their kind. Amen. Oh yeah, we are going to get into something deep. How, watch this. The seed church, this real church, with the real true sperm, he says. That's what the matter today. You want some kind of a funny makeup, like streaming, jumping, speaking in tongues, or something like that, instead of waiting for the real word of God to be made manifest to the bride. Hallelujah. Amen. God is bringing forth word children. Hallelujah. He says, it's been given to us how to raise our family. Praise the Lord. How to be able to parent our children. The word gave it to us. What am I saying here, church, tonight? The spoken word is the original seed. For us to be able to produce God's spoken word, we must line up. Praise the Lord. I told the church, I said, the bride revival is staying in line with the word. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says, when that bride begins to line up with the word, he said, there's a message that will go and sweep her away. That's our revival. We have our struggles. We have our trials. But when we come to the end of the day, we say, Lord, what did your word say? If I have stepped out of line, have mercy and bring me back to your word. That's the bride's revival. It is not all in the streaming and emotion and workout. It is in our step. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham said, he says, Ephesians parallel Joshua, he says, that's the problem with the church. Amen. Where our problem is, he said, it's in our walk. Amen. It's in our conduct. God has waved over us. A son. Praise the Lord. He has waved over us. That was what the Son of Man ministry is. That if God could get a martyr born from a sinful parents to a life of honesty and total submission to God, he's able to bring you and myself to that place. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Branham told us about his temper. He told us about his complex. He was a man of lack passion. Praise the Lord. But he submitted himself to the sea word of God. And God was able to produce in his life a son of God. He can do the same for you and myself. That's why Brother Branham says that the talking message was the highlight of his ministry. Praise the Lord. Church, if we will only realize our souls in praising, the prophet of God said, every church age experience with God, it was just like the Old Testament being under the blood of bulls and goats. Praise the Lord. What this opening of the seal brought to us, it was not just information. Once again, the literal life of God will strike the human soul. Praise the Lord. Once again, the literal life of God, that we will not only be driven by emotion, and when the word's away, we get discouraged. I thought I have the Holy Ghost. No, we will not be driven by sensation, but this will be the literal life of God producing overcoming sons and daughters. Yeah. Praise the Lord. What the brother Branham said overcoming is, he said it's keeping life in the body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He preached the message, how to overcome. Now what to overcome. He never preached what to overcome. So don't bother about what you need to overcome. Just know how to overcome. Stay with the word. No matter what form the devil comes in, if you know how to overcome, you will overcome him everywhere, anytime, under any circumstances. How to overcome? Stay with the word. That was how Jesus overcame. Praise the Lord. That was how he overcame. He stayed with the word. It's not a workout, people. That's why it's not a public show. God has to bring it in simplicity. Stay with the word. Praise the Lord. As simple as it may sound, read your Bible and pray every day. As simple as it may sound, that is overcoming power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, well, I read my Bible, I don't understand all of these big names. It does not matter. To Almighty God, it does not matter. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What am I saying tonight, church? It's not to put our expectation to things that are to come. It's right here. It's the things that God is doing in our lives every day. Every day. Praise the Lord. The grace and courage that I can have and tell my wife, honey, I'm sorry. Overcoming power. Whenever you do like that, it put a slap in the devil's face. Praise the Lord. When you call your boy, you say, Junior, I'm very sorry. I missed Josh what you were doing. Oh, my God. It frustrates the devil. Praise the Lord. Because the devil sees a man living out the word. Not only a profession. But you are living out the word. Brother Branham says, as far as I know, I don't have one thing against any man. So a proof that we can live without grudges. A proof that we can live without holding anything against any man, no matter how hard it is. But dog, sometimes that will be our battle. Because you try to let it go, the devil stirs it up again. Praise the Lord. Give me children. This was God, Almighty God. Rachel was under inspiration when she was crying. Amen. Give me children. Amen. God want to produce manifested sons and daughters. Amen. Not only church members. Right. Praise the Lord. Right. Hallelujah. But husbands and wives that know how to solve their problems on their knees. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, fathers that can be daughters. I mean, they can be fathers to their daughters. Yeah. And that young lady can be able to learn in their father how a girl should be treated. Praise the Lord. So you see, when God placed all of those things, it's for a reason. The children sit back and they look at how mama and daddy is being so sweet in home. It becomes an image on their mind. It influences them in making their choice for their mates. They don't just go after smiles. They go after character. Amen. Praise the Lord. Someone has the accelerator tonight. Because they are pulling me all over the place. Someone has the accelerator. I'm trying to keep this wheel in my hands. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just can't stand still. I mean, I'm just all over the place. But you see this thing. You see this thing. God will place it right there in the middle of the Bible. Rejoice, O barren. Go back to the Word of God. You realize here the Scripture says, God placed in His Word. Hallelujah. He placed it here in His Word. I have the Scripture somewhere written down here. My eyes all over the place. The Bible says, He says, there will be no barren. That's what He told Israel. Amen. He says, there will be no barren. Not in your field. Not among your cattle. Not among your women. Praise the Lord. Now, Moses bringing these things as an instruction to the people before they went over into the promised land. Can you imagine they having the record of Sarah? They having the record of Rebecca? They having the record of Rachel? They're the ones that they point to as their forefathers. And Moses here preaching and saying there will be no barren. Praise the Lord. If Korah was in that service that day, he would say, Moses, I got a problem with you. Praise the Lord. Say, Moses, you are not reading the word. You're not deep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you see, when God gave out the Lord as he speaks through his servant Moses, God was expressing his deep thoughts. What was in the back of his mind? Because now that you look through the Scripture, you realize that this was not barrenness for Sarah. No, It was just God getting them to the place. Amen. To be able to prepare you and myself to believe that the spoken word. Because God got Sarah to the place where she has passed the time of bearing. Amen. So now it will only have to be the word to produce that child. God is making us to realize that this word can change our circumstances. Amen. That this word will change our body.
Amen.
For the matter of fact, Brother Branham says, it's even now changing the atoms of our body. He says, every time we hear the word and we respond back to the word, it's changing the atoms of our body. Hallelujah. He played these things out in the word. Placed them there as types and shadow. To make us to see that by keeping of the Lord, we will never be able to bring forth the seed word. That seed life. It can never come by legalism. Praise the Lord. No. Legalism will only make us barren. And it's going to frustrate us. And we are going to manufacture promises. We're going to manufacture manifestation. And God don't want us to manufacture. If the seed in us, we are going to reproduce. We are going to bring forth. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 If God has raised up a ministry to guide us all of these years, love divine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where he's working in the life of our young people. And we see families being healed. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said it's one thing that God has had so much hard time to do is to bring one martyr to trust in another martyr. Praise the Lord. Because he knows that the devil will always work on that will. Are we together? Give me children. I could preach this and just go in an evangelistical way tonight. But we are talking to home folks. Let's stay at home. Praise the Lord. Let's stay at home. Let this word start affecting us at home. In the way we deal with our family. The sweetness it creates between we and our wives and our children. Because they are our inheritance. Praise the Lord. Oh, there are many children that are, you know, orphanage in the world and you know, homeless and all of that. But you know, when it comes home, nothing touch so dear until it comes home. Praise the Lord. He wants this word not just to be a word we enjoy in church. Let it be a word that we enjoy at home. We must be able to enjoy it at home. That's why the prophet will say, it comes to make us better husbands. For us to be better wives. To to be better parents, to be better children. Yeah, we are brothers and sisters. It's at home that we are husband and wives. So God expects more of his word to be in our home. Praise the Lord. How sweet it is when a child comes and says, "Daddy, see, I'm reading this thing in the scripture. See, Pastor was just preaching this. Papa, see." You know the joy it brings to your heart when you see your boy laying back and reading the Bible. You know the feeling you have when you step home and you hear a tape playing. Even if you were fired from your job. When you step home and hear the word playing in your home, the comfort that it brings. The prophet will let us to know that the backbone of the church is the home. If we have strong homes, we will have strong church. If we have weak homes, we will have weak church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give me children. It's God's desire not for multitude. It's God's desire for his word to be made flesh. Praise the Lord. When God called a man and gave him a gift, it is God holding that man by the belt and say, "Give me children. I want this gift to produce children. Amen. Not unto you, but unto me." Amen. Praise the Lord. When God gave you the Holy Ghost, the way that God can get you by the belt is to give you the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. He's saying, "Give me children. Live out my word. Become so salty that the ones around you will be tested. Let them see the good work in you and glorify the Father in heaven." Praise the Lord. So you see, for the wide God will carry us on the spirit of barrenness. "Oh God, give me the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I need more of you. Oh God, send a revival. Oh God." All you are saying is, "Give me children." What God is breathing behind your prayers is, "Give me children." He's creating that thirst in you to be able to bring forth his word. Bring forth his living word. It's not just to make bench warmers. No. There is no part of God's body that is useless. There is no part of the body of God that is useless. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The prophet made us to know the secret of his ministry were the people that were praying behind the curtains. There is no part of God's body that is useless. Someone said there are three groups of people in church, just like the three kinds of believers. But that was their way of saying it. The people that make things happen. The people that wait for things to happen.
and the people that are surprised when it happened. That's the oh wow. Those people are the oh wow. But that's the place where we are. The church. That's the place where we are. What a blessing it is when Almighty God comes in our midst. Praise the Lord. And we have a church, and we come to church, and we look for needs, and there's a lot of things that God is doing in our midst. I mean, from Monday until Wednesday, I mean, our lives is just packed with testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And yet we struggle to even give a note of thanks. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of needs around our lives. But when we can start becoming burdened and looking over our shoulder and praying for this family and this person that is having this need and these ones that we have not seen in church, and our heart just start going out. Praise the Lord. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Brother Branham shared in the message arc, he says, it's a good feeling when you know what the word says and you are able to do things by the word. He says, that's a good feeling. He likened that feeling to eating honey from the skull of a lion. That's Samson. The very lion that Samson killed. When he returned back, he was able to get honey from the skull of the lion. So Brother Branham is saying, when we stand for the word and defeat the enemy, it brings a good feeling. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell the people, and I says, I enjoy seeing it. When you pray for someone, and they don't even know you're praying for them. And you see God step on the scene. The good feeling that it brings. Praise the Lord. The good feeling when you see God moving upon them. Praise the Lord. That's the milk and honey. Amen. That's the land that is filled with milk and honey. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Give me children. Lest I die. Every one of us will go through a period of barrenness, looking to see the word and God doing something and God moving on the scene. But Jesus said, except a corn of wheat is fall to the ground and it dies. Praise the Lord. And this principle of seed is like this. When the seed goes into the earth possess the seed. Praise the Lord. Amen. When the rain comes, whatever happens, the seed is in the earth. Praise the Lord. You might look over the field and don't see the seed. You only see the earth. Praise the Lord. But Jesus said that seed, for it to ever comes out, it has to die. Yeah. Right. Right. And when it dies,
it goes through a stage of barrenness because it's dead. Praise the Lord. But then after a while, the seed starts to spring out again. A resurrection happens. And then when the seed comes up, as it grows, as it begins to take root in the earth, what happens is that after a little while, the seed will now start possessing the earth. The first, the earth possessed the seed. Praise the Lord. But when the seed germinates and starts to put for life, amen, when it comes up, then the seed, just that little seed, now starts to possess the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that's how our journey has been. Born in sin, shapeless in iniquity. But down in you was a seed of God. This earth possessed the seed. Nobody knew there was a seed of God. No one knew there was a preacher. Nobody knew that this was a son of God or a daughter of God. Why? Because the earth possessed the seed. Praise the Lord. But the rain of God's word starts to come. And the light, the sunlight of God's word starts to shine upon that seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Then the seed starts to come out. Amen. A little understanding, desire to go to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the seed starts to come out. And we start to recognize our day. Praise the Lord. And as that seed grows, now it can possess this earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The earth do not possess the seed anymore. The seed possess the earth. Amen. We can bring this earth under subjection. We can bring the desire of the earth. We can bring the toss of the earth. We can bring the lust of the earth. So God deals with us in seed principle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Even when we go into business, all of this get rich overnight, God is not in it. You got to go by seed. You got to get a beginning of planting, a beginning of watering. Even in your gifts. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why you should thank God you can make mistakes. Praise the Lord. Because God is going to use that to bring you around again. He's going to bring you around the block. Praise the Lord. God deals with us. That's the reason why when we were born again, we had to struggle. You never just come up as a son of God. No. He got to deal with you in the seed principle. We got to be patient with ourselves. We got to appreciate what God is doing in us. Appreciate the little things that he's doing in us. Praise the Lord. Do you realize that Jesus speaks this parable about the prodigal son? And when you look into that, I'm close tonight. I'm just completely off my note, but that's fine. This is your meeting. You are in control. Praise the Lord. You are in control, so you can do whatever you want to. Amen. Just leave a little portion of myself. So I can go back home. But if you look into that story, you will realize that the both boys were prodigal. One was gone away. even the one that was home. Praise the Lord. Go back and read that story closely again. You'll realize when the older boy came to complain to the father said, all that I have is yours. But he was there all this time and never knew. So yet in the house, he was still prodigal. Praise the Lord. One went away. And remember that I have a father. Praise the Lord. Amen. My father have what it takes to make me better. So he found his way back home. The other one was there all this while. Praise the Lord. He was possessor of all things. And yet he never knew.
Oh, wow.
Praise the Lord. If the Lord gave us another opportunity in the future, we'd love to come down and fellowship with you. And then we can preach as free as we want to. Praise the Lord. We enjoyed our time with you this weekend. We enjoy the opportunity of being able to minister to you the word of God. But as we come to the end of the evening tonight, and as I come to the close of what I want to say tonight, is that you see all through the scripture, barrenness has been like an ugly thing. Why you think that the angel had to make Zacharias dumb? Praise the Lord. Yes, a man that knew the Lord, he was a priest. Praise the Lord. And Brother Branham would say it this way. Brother Branham said he has so much example in the Bible that when the angel told him your wife will have a child, he had no reason to be. To a doubt. Praise the Lord. Elijah came by the word of the Shimonite woman. And after she was so kind to the prophet, he called her and says, is there anything that we can do for you? Do you want contact with the king? She said, no, these are my people. Everything is okay. But there was a need in her life. There was a need. But you see, sometimes that's the way we are. After we have trusted God and we have cried over our need, we try to take comfort. Praise the Lord. Even though we, in our mind, we say, no, we are not taking no for an answer. But we try to comfort ourselves that maybe that's the way that the Lord wanted. And pretty soon we lose that burden. Because we feel like as soon as we can forget about it, we can move on with our life. Praise the Lord. But not realizing that we can still go back to God. Amen. See what the angel said to Brother Branham. I'm sent from the presence of Almighty God to tell you about your mysterious life. And that was the thing that took him to the cage. He wanted to understand, why are these things happening to me? Praise the Lord. So when we have a question, when we have a thirst in our heart, God has an answer. And if we will not grow weary, Almighty God will come on the scene. And he will answer our question. He will grant our test. Praise the Lord. Zacharias thought, we have done past this thing. It's over. I mean, we are done. It's over. Praise the Lord. I mean, just like Brother Brian said, God, for his name's sake, he told Israel over and over that what I will do in saving you is not because you were good. I'm only doing it because of my name. And that's the same way he's dealing with us. Praise the Lord. We have taken on his name. So for his name, he will bring his word to pass. Praise the Lord. Whether it's a natural form or a spiritual form of barrenness. My question here is, I asked one young lady that came to church and went away from the Lord, and she just stumbled into church. And then she came into the office to see me, and we're talking. And she said, I should tell her whether God will forgive her. I told her, I says, I really don't know any other answer to give you, sister. But let me ask you something. Do you have my number? She said, no. I said, I don't have yours also. Did anyone give you a call to come to church? She said, no. I said, what took you from your house and brought you here? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We deal with different things in our lives.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And sometimes we get under the pressure of these things. She says, well, I won't go to church. And it's almost like you want to throw the towel in to give up. And then Sunday morning comes around. You start to look through your clothes. I think I will wear this dress. Praise the Lord. In as much as you think that is your choice, there is an influence. There is an invisible influence that woke you up in the morning and took you to that closet. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He want to make love with you so much. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That he's dealing with your heart and you're just standing in the room talking by yourself. Lord, I feel so ashamed of myself. But I'm just going to go to church. I know I've disappointed you, but I'm sure. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are serving a God that is real.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's a living God.
Amen.
He's a living God.
Amen.
And just like our brother testified, if God, for his name's sake, will not allow his name to be mocked. That God, beyond the knowledge, if a poor young Christian boy will allow a truck to drive without engine, what will he do in our situation? God only did that, not because of that young man's faith. God did it because of his name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Let's rise up tonight and lift him up.
Well, hallelujah. You love the Lord? My. What a way to end the services. Just a beautiful, beautiful thought, and all the way through the scripture. Amen. And, you know, as our brother was pointing out, that barrenness, it's we always look at it as a reproach, right? And it's looked down as a negative, and yet we're seeing that it's part of God's plan. It's how God works things out, you know. I was thinking as I was sitting there, and I know, you know, if this brother had more time, he'd go into, there's just so many different directions, and you know it's in him, right? But I was thinking about Peter in 2 Peter when he talked about how we were made partakers of the divine nature, you know. Then he said, add your faith, virtue, knowledge, and so on and so forth. All of those things are in that seed. But that seed needs to be quickened, right? But Peter said, for if these things be in you and abound, they will make you. They will make you. Not you will make them. They will make you. That ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off. That's Laodicea, right? So we've had a church that's been barren for 7 church ages, right? Could not bring the Son of God back to the earth, right? But now she's come to a marriageable age. Why is the marriage of the Lamb in this age? She had to come to a marriageable age, right? And the Pentecostals produced fruit before she did, right? That's how it's always that way, right? And it makes you look foolish, right? Makes you look like you're holding the bag. Okay, you're believing in this and that. Well, where's the beef, you know? Where's the manifestation, right? Patterns that way all the way through. But here in the end, right, this last church is bringing the Son, the promised Son, back. She is no longer barren. Amen? She is bringing him back. Oh, what a privilege. What an honor. And yet we have to bear the reproach of we're believing this and we're believing that. And I'm believing for my children. Well, where are they at? And I'm believing for this. And I'm believing for a body change. I'm believing, right? Pattern all the way through. And yet they're producing the fruit of whatever it is that they're claiming to believe. Right? All the tangent doctrines and the denominations and bringing forth fruit, right? God saved the best for last. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The true church of God is not barren. She is bringing forth. Amen. What a beautiful thought, brother. All the way through. All the way through. What a beautiful thought. As he pointed out, every one of those women, you know, we look at them and, you know, these are not nobodies. These are notable women. And yet, barren. What's with that? Beautiful thought, brother. Beautiful thought. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. You love the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't want this to end. So we'll just put a comma on it and just, you know, until. Until next time. Amen. What a wonderful. Let's give these brothers, the other brothers aren't here, but we'll give them a hand clap too. But the brothers that are here, just thank them so much for their labors of love. Amen. We want to take these things and we want to see these things manifesting in our lives, right? We don't want to just hear it. We want to be doers, right? We want these things to be manifested. We want these things to produce. Amen. I believe that's God's desire as well. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to turn it over to you and get out of the way because you know how the preachers are.